two girls and a bottle of wine.
You got the bullets, I got the gun. I got a hankering for getting into something. I hit the bottle, you hit the gas. I heard your 65.
Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men love booze.
And girls love wine. Welcome back, Ashley.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Welcome back, everybody listening to the podcast. If you don't know, Ashley was out last week because she was sick.
Dying.
But she survived.
I survived.
And she's back with us, and we had some technical issues. Hopefully, it's all good. And yeah. There's no crackling in the background. I didn't check for that. Should have checked for that. So if there's some crackling, just...
We're on our way prepping for Halloween. We're testing it out.
So, what's new with you?
Not much. Just been recovering.
Yeah? But you're kind of back to good, like you were back in the gym today.
Yes. I was back, but like 2 weekends ago, I didn't do anything. This weekend, we kind of laid a little low too.
A little low, but not really.
Well, lower than
normal. You were out on Friday and out on Saturday.
But I wasn't really out on Saturday. I wouldn't consider that out.
Oh, yeah. We hung out at our boss's house to celebrate her wedding.
Yes. So
congratulations, Natalie and Andy. So there's been a lot of news lately about Hollywood people dying.
It's been insane.
There was first the Bachelorette.
Gia.
Gia, right? Yes. She committed suicide.
Yep.
Very tragic. She's beautiful, young.
And it was so unexpected.
Yeah. I heard a report today from TMZ, so take that with what it's worth. And they said that she went to church the day before, and then the day of, she taught an exercise class where she normally teaches an exercise class. The only thing that was odd is that she canceled dinner plans for that night.
Yeah.
And then that's when her boyfriend found her.
That's so crazy.
And then that 70s show, the girl that played Kelso's girlfriend, the blonde, and that one character's sister.
Yes, she was kind of like airy.
Yes.
Yeah.
She went to rehab and died like a couple days later.
Right.
And I still haven't heard if they found out what was up. So
it usually takes a couple days, like weeks or sometimes, for the autopsy results and stuff.
Gotcha. And then today, actor Lee Thomas Young was found dead, and he's only 29. And if you don't know who he is, currently, or most recently, I guess, he has been on the show Rizzoli and Isles, which I love because I just love that show. But he started out in Disney.
And he was in Friday Night Lights.
Right. And he was super famous in Disney as on the famous Jet...
Jackson.
So... Bummer. It's really sad. Got to think of their family and friends.
And he also took his own life.
Yeah. Found his body this morning. Yeah. I will look forward to hearing like what the backstory is. Like,
right.
What's
like
happening. You're on a successful show.
I don't understand.
Like, I don't understand. Mm-hmm. What else is in the news? Miley Cyrus. She's always in the news.
Surprise, surprise.
I talked about her last week when I... ran this show solo. Did you listen to last week's show?
Not yet.
Seriously.
I've been recovering. But I read an article about, like, on one of our favorite websites, All Women Stalk. It was, like, the 7 celebrities that are constantly in the news.
And she was one of them. Yeah. It was the Kardashians, Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus, Halle Berry.
Was Taylor Swift in the list?
I feel like
she was.
And there was one more.
Yeah, I can't think of who the other was.
But anyway, Miley Cyrus, she's transformed. That was...
dramatically.
Yeah, I saw a website post, and I think I posted it to our Twitter or something, about the transformation of Miley Cyrus, how she went from Hannah Montana to what she is now. And so I guess the thing that really tripped the transformation was her big haircut, which I've adjusted to. I like it. She rocks it.
I think it makes her face look fatter, but that's just a
right.
Personal.
She's got a round face, and she has been seen twerking in her most recent video.
Yes.
And if you don't know what twerking is, you got to go on YouTube.
We're not going to explain that.
But she started all the way back as Hannah Montana. So what happened to her? Well, according to her, it's the same thing that happened to all of us at one point. She grew up. She says it's called puberty.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Puberty does not cause your hair to just hack itself.
Yeah.
Or to dress florish or any of that's not puberty. Like if
but she definitely got into shape.
Yeah, and that's fine. Like if she wanted to say like, okay, I got boobs all of a sudden or a body because of puberty, fine. But you cannot justify your hair being chopped off on puberty. That was you having an insane cycle moment.
No, I like her hair now.
Right, but it was like a moment of drastic.
It was just
like,
shocking.
Yeah.
It would be like if you bleached your hair or I dyed my hair black all of a sudden.
Or
it would
if
be
I chopped
shocking.
Off all my hair.
Right. Right. And she has a new album that's coming out called Bangers. It drops October 8th. I like her new single. Like, it's my drive-in song. And don't stop listening because of that.
I'm not going to lie. I have it downloaded, but after, like, one or two listens, I'm kind of like...
Yeah.
Because that one part is just so repetitive and it gets so stuck in your head.
Yes. Yes.
But, I mean, she's...
It's our party. We can do what we want.
Other part where it's like...
See, our brains work differently.
It's like dot... It's like... I can't think of it. It's like la-di-da. Like, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah, there's like that part in there.
It didn't stick in my head.
Yeah.
Luke Bryan had a new CD come out last Tuesday. I'm liking it.
I'm not a Luke Bryan fan.
You gotta
work
on that.
I know.
I probably give it 3 Hot Pink Stars out of 5 because a lot of the songs sound the same. There are only a couple songs that stand out. I judge an artist by their album. Like, a lot of times these days... Like, I may not buy the whole Miley album. I may only stick with that one song.
Right.
And that's how a lot of people are. But I still like to buy an entire album of my favorite artists.
Oh, me too.
But I think he could have done better.
See, I'm...
That's
I'm
why it's only
still,
3 out of 5.
I'm still stuck on
it's not
all of Zac Brown.
That's good. Albums. Yeah, we saw a Zac Brown t-shirt at the party
on
Saturday.
Oh, my God, I almost died.
Yeah, she saw a t-shirt. Imagine if she saw Zac Brown. Crazy.
I've been going back to, like, my roots. I downloaded, like, a couple weeks ago, I downloaded all of the old, like, NSYNC and, like, Justin Timberlake's first album.
Yeah.
And then this past week, I downloaded all of Britney Spears' old albums.
I went through a phase where I did that, and there was alcohol involved. The next morning, I woke up, and I was like, how do you spend $40 on iTunes?
There was no alcohol involved, sadly, when I did it.
No, it's
but
not
it made
sad.
Me realize
I love Britney's old school.
It made me realize how pathetic those songs were. They're all about like how her life revolves around a guy.
That's how you are at that age. When
oh
she
yeah,
was, like,
I know. But now I'm kind of like, oh my god, I probably shouldn't have been listening to this when I was 12 and 13 years old.
Right.
Because I was probably a desperate little girl.
But look at like Hunter Hayes, even Justin Bieber, all their songs are about the love and
yeah.
stuff like that. That's
I don't know. Her, like Born, I was like,
Taylor
Born
Swift.
To Make You Happy. Yeah, well, let's not even get into Taylor Swift because she's just a train wreck case.
I like her song Red. Pardon us if you hear the dog barking. We have new neighbors next door. Anyway, So you know who used to be in the headlines a lot? Giselle.
I hate her. Sorry, just gonna put it out there.
You're gonna hate her even more now. Because I found an article about the world's highest paid models.
She's it.
She's at number one with $42 million. And this is according to, like, a reliable source, Forbes magazine. Why does Forbes do this? They always come out and hear common folk. Look what all the non-common folk make and be jealous. So Giselle, and I don't even know how, Bunchin?
Well, technically it's Brady, let's be honest, right? Aren't they married?
Yeah, they are. But she makes $42 million. Underneath her is Miranda Kerr at 7.2.
Stunningly gorgeous. She's
million.
Number one.
Number three, Adriana Lima at $6 million.
I could see that.
Number four, one of my favorites, is Kate Moss at $5.7
million.
I don't know. I just really
she
like
She always looks
her.
Like she's...
On coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She probably is, though.
And number five, Lou Wayne.
No idea who that is.
Yeah, $4.3 million. So... A lot of people that make a lot of money that we would like to share with them. If I could just, like, get the amount of money that they spend on toilet paper a year, I could probably be better off than I am now.
They probably have endorsements where, like, toilet paper companies send them for free.
Right. Right. So do you watch Zooey Deschanel's show?
Girl Next Door. Why can't I think of that?
Come on.
The name of it.
Well, anyway,
You know what show?
I keep
I know the
wanting
show.
To. I keep wanting to, but I keep forgetting.
It's a funny show, but it's a sitcom. I don't know. It's not something where I could follow it.
Really? Why?
I felt like yes, there's storylines, but I feel like it's a show where you can just randomly watch an episode.
It's a sitcom.
You can kind of like
Two Girls, not Two Girls. What's the cupcake show? Flip.
Two Poor Girls. Two Broke Girls.
Two Broke Girls. Oh my gosh. We need to eat our Wheaties. We are slacking today.
But it's like, I think of it as like Everybody Loves Raymond, King of Queens. Like,
right.
I used to
sitcom.
Randomly watch them, but I can't tell you that I saw every episode. So that's how I feel about
it. It's when an episode, or it's when a sitcom is on for a very long time. Like, if you watch Roseanne, did you ever watch Roseanne?
No.
Okay.
Like Friends?
Yeah. Like, things progress slowly.
Yes.
Slower than molasses. But if you were to watch Friends at the beginning, and then Friends, and the next episode you watched was the one where Chandler and Monica are making out. You'd be like,
yeah, you'd be
what?
Like, what happened? Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, back to Zoe. That was,
Zoe.
I was trying
I do
to like segue.
Her.
You don't watch the show, I don't either. We will. We will one day when we're bored and it's on Netflix. But she has been chosen by one of my all-time favorite females in the world, Loretta Lynn. I know you have no
I'm
idea
like,
who
I
she
have
is.
No idea who that is.
She's sang Coal Miner's Daughter. No?
Okay. No.
But anyway, Loretta Lynn recently sat down and talked about why she chose Zoe to portray her on Broadway in the new musical Coal Miner's Daughter. And she said, Loretta said that they bonded right at the beginning. Can you imagine Loretta Lynn, who, older country singer, think Kenny Rogers but a little bit older.
Trying to bond with
like
Pauly
Justin
D.
Bieber. Or, yeah. There we go. Okay. But she said they bonded right away, and it's like meeting somebody and you feel like you've known them forever. She's young. She's good. She can pull it off.
Well, so, I feel like Zooey Deschanel is like...
She's hilarious.
Yeah, like I feel like she's so
that?
Normal.
Failure to Launch? She was in that, right?
No.
Didn't she play the roommate to Sarah Jessica Parker?
Oh, yes. That's
okay.
Not the very...
Oh, I'm like, crap, I've got the wrong actress. But no, I just watched that the other day because it was on one of those shows or those channels that play the movies that I love, like Made in Manhattan. And
she was in...
She's hilarious.
She was in the movie Our Idiot Brother.
I didn't watch that
movie. Oh, my God. She was really funny in that movie, actually.
I'm not really motivated to go to see Broadway, but I would love to see Coal Miner's Daughter on Broadway.
You
probably don't care. Yeah. Anyway, so there's some other like non-headline things that we want to talk about. And you said you had a really big opinion about this next topic. There was a mother that was kicked out of a pool for breastfeeding. And this article says that she deserved it. So it says, another day, another mama getting scolded for nursing in public. A new mom was at a swim club recently when her baby realized he was hungry. Doing what any mother would do, this person whipped out her boobies and started feeding her little boy named Leo. And the little boy's only 4 months old, so it's not like a toddler. But when a club employee got wind of what was going on, Stephanie was asked to stop and on the claim that it was indecent.
But time out. She was waist deep in a pool while she was doing this.
Okay. That was the next part of the story. So, what do you think?
So, just like this article says, I'm all for pro breastfeeding. However, there are public bathrooms.
Kid.
There, I mean, that's just not hygienic, like, to me. And even if she was sitting on the side of the pool, as I understand it's a natural habit, but so's going to the bathroom, and we don't do that in pools.
There was
or
a
public.
Picture recently posted of Selma Blair on like a train, or more like a trolley/train, breastfeeding her kid.
I just
sitting
think
there,
that,
and the guy next to her is like looking over, like. What?
I just think that there's so many new tools. Like there are pumps. You mm-hmm. can preserve your stuff for those inopportune moments.
Yeah.
I think that it's great when women want to breastfeed. I'm all for it. But I don't think it should be at the...
To make other people feel uncomfortable.
Right? Like, there's a reason that we built bathrooms, because peeing and pooping in public would make other people feel awkward.
Right. It's not like we, oh, there's
and
a pool,
just a natural
we can
habit.
Pee.
Right. And so I get the whole argument of it's natural, but there are a lot of things that are natural that we don't do in public.
Right.
And for good reason. And so I just, and I also just think, like,
being waist-deep in the pool, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know. I'm not for the whole public thing.
Mm. Even with a blanket?
Maybe with a blanket is better than just whipping it out, but still, like, I don't know.
As a woman, I would be self-conscious, but I haven't had kids. I don't understand. Like, I would want to go to the bathroom, or they have family bathrooms that have, like, nice chairs if you're in nicer parts of the world.
Yeah, I don't know. If I ever saw it, I would, I mean, it's just awkward.
It is awkward. It is. All right, let's go on to something else that might make Ashley happy.
Like?
7 celebrity endorsement deals.
This might make me cry.
I know. Celebrities, once again, we talked about the models that make a lot of money. Let's talk about the 7 best celebrity endorsement deals of all time. Biggest is the word. Yeah, why don't you start that off?
Number one. I can't stand her.
You don't like her? What about her new haircut?
No, I just don't like her.
Beyonce.
It's Beyonce and Pepsi.
Well, before we continue on with this list, what do you think of her new haircut?
I could care less.
Yeah.
I just don't like her. Like, she's just...
She chopped all her hair off, and I feel like she'll have extensions in, like, a couple months, because people are, like, bashing her for it. But I think she's beautiful.
Oh, I'll give her that, and she's got an amazing voice.
Don't you like about her?
I don't know. She's just always there.
She is very popular.
Like, I just want to be like,
and then she married Jay-Z, and, like, it got busier.
Yeah, I don't know.
Busier. It got more popular. So talk about her endorsement deal with Pepsi.
I would, except I just hit next.
Been a lot of celebrities with Pepsi endorsements.
There has. Britney Spears did Pepsi for a while. Do you remember the little girl with the curly hair?
Yes.
I loved her. I thought she was phenomenal.
Michael Jackson.
Yes. But she brought in $50 million in
Beyonce
this deal.
Did?
Yeah.
That's how much she got paid?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. That's more than that model.
And the crazy thing is like, a lot of times celebrities do multiple endorsements at the same time. This is really, like, the only one she's done.
Didn't she have CoverGirl or a makeup line?
It says she hasn't been one to put her face on many things, but it's been on Pepsi for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And then H&M. She just recently did something with H&M.
Mm-hmm. All right, the number 2 of the biggest celebrity endorsement deals, shocker, Tiger Woods and Nike.
Too.
This is a love-hate relationship. Tiger first signed with a massive company in 2000, that was 13 years ago, with a $105 million deal for 5 years, which was the biggest Nike had ever handed out to a celebrity at the time. Once Tiger's secrets all came out, the brand slashed the big payday. The amount that the golfer is getting paid now isn't clear, but his indiscretions definitely hurt his wallet.
Good, they should.
But he's still getting...
I know.
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't like him either.
The next one
I do like. I'm all for him. David Beckham and Adidas.
Do you have a list of who you would, like, and Joey would be
the
okay with
list?
It?
Is Our that, to-do list?
Okay. Is he on it?
David Beckham? Yeah.
Yes, because I think he would be on mine.
Yes, we have to-do lists. Joey seems to be a lot longer than mine because he seems to keep adding, and then he's like, well, no, I took so-and-so off. I don't know. His keeps changing. Mine's been pretty consistent over the years.
I've never really made a list, but David Beckham is pretty. Mm. But this next one, he's my all-time favorite. You probably aren't.
Oh, I'm not a fan.
Brad Pitt. I think it's my, like, we're kind of in the same generation, but there's enough space that I think he was considered older by the time you got to the point where you noticed cute boys.
I just don't like him because...
of Angelina Jolie.
He's a homewrecker.
But you got to, like, sit down and watch his older movies. Oh, yeah. So his latest endorsement has been with Chanel No. 5. Have you seen these articles?
No. Mm,
these advertisements, not articles. And it's proven to be worth it as he's brought home the bacon with $6.8 million.
That's
the only
insane.
Thing is, the public didn't love the commercial like the company thought, as the actor's voice and tight frame on his face might seem a bit weird. I remember the first time I saw the Chanel No. 5 ad, and I kind of thought,
that's weird.
Brad Pitt. Because he's never really been one to do, like, commercials, but he's got a family to feed now. And so he's still nom nom. I want to know what, maybe, is Matthew McConaughey on here? Probably not. With his What's for Dinner beef.
I want to know what David Beckham got paid for his underwear ads.
Oh, the Calvin Klein? Was it Calvin Klein?
Or was it Jockey?
I don't know.
I think it was Calvin Klein.
Whatever he got paid was not enough. I bet.
Those were amazing ads.
The next one I had no idea.
Yeah, Justin Bieber and OPI.
Okay, that's a nail polish company.
Yeah, let's just talk about that, because why is he, an endorsement for nail polish?
He released a line, a Justin Bieber line of nail polish.
Which, I get it, little girls are his fan, but that's just weird to me.
And how much did he get paid?
$12.5 million, which makes me sick, because the kid...
If I could get a cut of what everyone paid to take off the nail polish, like the nail polish remover, I think I would be better. Yeah. Number six, remember this one.
You don't remember this? This was like a huge ordeal. This like put him almost at like one of the highest paid rappers.
Wow. 50 Cent and Vitamin Water.
I love him.
And it says, this is what you call a lucky break. The biggest rapper of the 2000s was seen drinking the water on his own dime. And then he was approached by the company to do a deal. The rapper's manager thought instead of a spokesperson, 50 would become a full creative partner. And he did. It was said that when Coca-Cola bought the company for $4.1 billion, the rapper's wallet grew another $100 million.
Yep.
$100 million.
Yep. I love 50 Cent.
And the last one.
Which I was really shocked about this one, too. Catherine Zeta-Jones and T-Mobile.
I knew she had to be making a lot of money. Don't you remember those commercials?
No.
Google, YouTube.
Yeah. I don't. But she's been the face of the cell phone company on and off and was paid $20 million to pose pretty for it.
That's crazy. I maybe we shouldn't talk about this stuff because it does make me a little sad.
Makes me depressed.
Let's talk about the Fountain of Youth.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a girl who never ages, and she could hold the key to biological immortality. Tell us about it, Ashley.
I don't know that I never want to age, though.
Well, I don't want to do, like, the Benjamin Button thing, you know how...
backwards?
Yeah,
I don't want to do that.
But I think, like, if I could stay where I am right now, I'm good.
So, this girl's 8 years old.
She weighs 11 pounds.
11 pounds. She literally looks like... She's maybe...
She looks like an infant.
Yeah.
And she's in Billings, Montana.
Yep.
She needs constant care, which it is really sad.
And she's wearing 3 to 6 month old clothing.
And she hasn't changed since she was born. Her skin feels like baby skin, and her hair is still very fine, like baby's hair.
Mm-hmm.
She's gotten a little longer, and her mother says that they've jumped into putting her into size 3 to 6 months clothes instead of 0 to 3 months. And she's one of only a few people with a baffling condition that seems to prevent them from aging. It's so rare that scientists have yet to coin an official name for it.
But there's no consistency either, like in regards to how they age. It's not like, every 4 years they look another year older. There's no consistency in it.
And there's other cases of this. There's a 29-year-old Florida man with the appearance of a 10-year-old. There's a 31-year-old Brazilian woman who still looks like a toddler. Can you imagine?
And then there's also a 40-year-old Australian man who looks like a 10-year-old, who was in the documentary called My 40-Year-Old Child.
So they're saying this could be the key to biological immortality. When they say that, they mean people would still die from disease and in accidents, but they wouldn't experience normal effects of aging. So I will be interested to see how, like, it's going to be long. It might be outside of our lifetime before they find any details in reference to the disorder. But it's definitely interesting. And what causes it?
But just to point it out, because I was thinking, okay, so they're going to use this research to prevent wrinkles, so we won't need Botox, but... It says in the article that the mom was worried the same thing, that they were using her daughter for vain purposes. But actually it's more of the hardships that come with old age, so things like Alzheimer's.
Right.
And those other, and you know, other diseases that come with old age.
But so. Us being vain, we think about wrinkles.
I know.
It's our age. But I don't, yeah, if they, it would definitely be more useful to prevent Alzheimer's.
Yeah. That would be helpful.
That would be helpful. One last topic. We're packing it in today.
Yeah, so since we know what all those celebrities made in their endorsements.
Right. We're coworkers, and, well, say our situation was typical and you weren't my recruiter when I got hired onto my current position.
Which I still don't.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah.
So we're coworkers, and most coworkers, it's against company policy to talk about what you make.
Right.
But there's, like, a change happening where they're wanting to make workplaces what they call transparent so that everyone knows what you make. Can you imagine?
So I'm kind of torn on this,
though. Because we're in recruiting.
I'm torn a little bit.
But imagine we've got three coworkers that are at the same level that were hired within a year of each other, right?
I would say so.
Imagine one of them, and they're all females, so that even adds a little bit more cattiness. Imagine if one of them was making $2 more an hour than the other two, and they talked about it, and imagine the drama. Imagine the cattiness.
But imagine if you knew that someone was making a buttload more than you and doing half the work you were doing.
Again, it would cause a problem. So when would a transparent workplace where you knew what your employees were, or fellow employees were making, when would it be a positive thing?
Maybe it would push those people to work a little bit harder.
Well, I heard the argument that it would keep the company accountable.
I think that's true. Like, I think that's fair.
Like with nepotism or like...
Yeah.
Like 50 degrees of nepotism that happen in all companies.
And I think that's true, right? Because how could your... If you knew what your coworkers were making and you also know... Obviously, you know the work ethic of your coworkers. Your boss has to be held accountable.
But you know what our boss makes because you were her recruiter.
This is true.
Imagine if... I don't want to know what she makes. But imagine if the lower, like, we're not the lowest, we're like the middle. We got the recruiting coordinators, the recruiters, which is us, and then our boss. Imagine how the recruiting coordinators would feel if they knew what their boss was making. Do you think they would be smart enough to, you know?
But see, I think that comes into another thing of holding the company accountable, right? Mm-hmm. There should be no reason why there should be. I mean, some companies, literally, a boss compared to their next in line, mm-hmm. there could be a $100,000 difference in salary.
Right.
You know, and so I think that holds, like you said, the company accountable should, because if I'm reporting right under somebody, there shouldn't be a $100,000 difference in between what we're making.
Right.
Because there should be there should either be another level in between there,
mm-hmm.
or there should be different comp structure. There should be no reason that takes place. And I think that takes place so often in workplaces.
True. And let me read some of the articles. So it says when people know how much everyone else makes, there's going to be some jealousy like we're talking about.
Right.
There's going to be some people who may leave because they may feel that their productivity is higher, but yet somebody who's not as productive is getting the same pay. So we talked about that. So this person says it definitely makes you feel obliged to live up to your salary. It's pretty obvious if you're not delivering for what you're being paid, it also makes it very hard for you to abuse your personal salary.
And see, that was my point. I think that if someone is making more and they know that their coworkers now know what they're making, and they also obviously know that their coworkers know their work ethic, mm-hmm. it might hold them accountable and make them feel like, well, crap, I can't really get away with slacking when my coworkers know that I'm making more than them.
Right. And when it comes back to leaving the company accountable, it says, you know, this company that they're focusing on, it's been a lot of work. There's much higher bar of communication needed in an organization like this. You need to explain why you've made choices and where people ended up. Maybe not as profitable for a founder, but it's definitely healthier. So I don't know if it's healthier. I don't know that our company,
yeah.
I don't think it would work.
Well, and I, like I said, I'm on the fence about it, but I do think that eventually it will probably go towards this, only because, I mean, they make a good point in here, right?
Right.
The generations now, I mean...
We share everything.
They share everything. You can log on Facebook and find out what a person ate for breakfast, what
lunch
they...
Lunch and dinner.
Yeah. How many times they worked out, how many calories they burned. I mean, right. Details that we used to not share, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that, like, I can't tell you, just in my generation alone, when I got my job, when I got promoted, a lot of my friends were like, well, what do you make? What are you making? And I think that it's just become...
Did you feel uncomfortable sharing?
You know, I thought it was a little... It definitely took me off guard, but then I was like, well... These are people who know what I weigh, who know my age. You know what I mean?
Nobody knows what I weigh.
So I think that, like, just the generation changes, that it's probably going to be more common because we disclose everything now, right? There's no really, like,
we don't have a lot of secrecy. And I'm trying to get better. I used to be really bad at posting everything, especially when Steve's out of town. Like, I have no one to talk to, so I'll just post on Facebook. But I've gotten better, especially this time. Like, I just keep it to myself. Because people don't really care how many calories I burned every morning. Every once in a while I post it because I feel like it might be motivating for those that don't want to get up and work out in the morning. But they know they need to.
As you're staring at me.
Ashley, I missed you in the gym this morning.
I had a killer headache.
You'll be there tomorrow, right?
I will.
How's your head?
It's better. I took more meds. More of my drugs.
More of your drugs. Well, take some before you go to sleep.
I have been.
All right. It was good to have you back.
It was good to be back.
We missed you.
I missed you too. Cheers to Mondays.
Yay.
Our favorite days.
And relax wine. We're drinking the pink today. Nom nom.
It's my favorite.
It is.
Actually, I really like the green bottle. The
I know, me too. But I like the
so
pink bottle.
So hard to find. I know, because it's a pink bottle.
And relax wines is always really nice about retweeting our podcast.
Yes, they are.
Keep it up, and we'll keep drinking relax wine.
There's nothing better for me to drink.
Find us on Twitter, find us on Facebook, find us on Spreaker. We might be on iHeartRadio soon. We're on
Yay!
iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're everywhere. And I'm trying to keep up the posting. I did sign us up for a blog. So Little Miss Writer.
Oh, I like the idea of this.
You were sick, but I signed us up for a blog, and so I'll have to
Can I blog daily?
Yeah, if you want to. I don't see you doing that.
Well, it would be about, like, there would literally be no full disclosure. There would be no disclosure on our lives because if you blog daily, I feel like you have to share the nitty-gritty details.
Which we don't have a lot of details to share. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll be back next Monday. And Butterfly says goodbye.
Bye.
And his face lost all expression. Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.